From Spark and Anvil and Focus Forge, this is Whittle, Map, and Begin in Chapter 1 of the Focus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The desk was a disaster, and the boy in front of it had not moved in 10 minutes. It wasn't that he was lazy. It was that everything was due, and everything was shouting at once. The math, the reading, the project, the room he was supposed to clean, and all of it yelling, "Do me first," at the same volume, so loudly that he couldn't hear himself think, and had done the only thing a person can do under that much noise. Nothing at all. Frozen. Three helpers climbed up onto the desk, small and calm amid the chaos. Whittle carried a little knife for carving a pile down to a point. Map carried a folded chart and a pencil. And Begin carried nothing at all, because Begin's whole job needed no tools, just a single first move. "He's stuck," said Map gently. "Whole pile shouting. Whittle, you're up."
Whittle went first, because you cannot start everything, and the pile has to become one thing. "They're all yelling," said Whittle, looking at the shouting heap of tasks. "And they can't all be first, so we choose." And Whittle set to carving the pile down, not by doing anything yet, just by deciding. "Is the project due tomorrow or next week?" "Next week. Set it down." "Is the room on fire?" "No, later." "What's due first and matters most?" One by one, Whittle quieted the shouters, setting each gently aside, until the whole roaring pile had been carved down to a single point. "The math, due tomorrow morning." "There," said Whittle. "Not everything, one thing." The pile was never really shouting one impossible task. It was shouting 10 possible ones all at once, which feels impossible. Carve it to one and the noise stops. You can't start a pile. You can only start a thing.
Then Map unfolded the chart, because even one thing seen whole can look too big to touch. "Do the math," said Map, reading the one task. "See, that's still too big. It's a cliff. Nobody can climb a cliff." So we turned the cliff into stairs, and Map broke the one task into small plain steps, writing each on the chart. "Open the book. Find page 40. Read the example. Do problems 1 through 5. Check them." "Look what happened," said Map. "Do the math was a wall, but open the book, that's nothing. Anybody can open a book. Each step is small enough that not one of them is scary. A big thing is only ever scary because you're looking at the whole of it at once. Break it into steps, and every single step is easy. The cliff was always just stairs you couldn't see yet."
And now, with the pile carved to one thing and the one thing broken into easy steps, only Begin's move was left, and it was the smallest and the hardest of all. "Here's the secret nobody tells you," said Begin quietly. "The whole battle is the first second. Not the math, not the 5 problems, just picking up the pencil, opening the book to page 40. The single first action that turns thinking about it into doing it." Begin nudged the boy's hand toward the book. "You don't have to want to do the whole thing. You don't even have to feel ready. You just have to do the one tiny first move. And here's the magic. Once you're moving, moving gets easier. Starting is the heavy part. So make starting as small as you possibly can. Not do the math. Just open the book. Now." And the boy, almost without deciding to, opened the book to page 40. And the strangest thing happened. The freeze broke. He was moving.
The math got done. Not because the boy suddenly had more willpower, but because 3 small moves had turned an impossible shouting pile into one thing, into easy steps, into a single first action he could actually take.
"Good whittling," said Map. "Good mapping," said Begin.
good beginning," said Whittle. There is a real and freeing relief in learning that getting started is a skill, not a character flaw. That the frozen feeling in front of a big pile doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It just means the pile hasn't been carved to one thing, broken into steps, and made small enough to begin. Nobody starts by wanting to climb the cliff. You just open the book. And once you know that, once you know how to shrink the first move until it's tiny enough to take, the stuck feeling loses most of its power, because you finally know the way out of it. Not a bigger push, but a smaller start.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Whittle, Map, and Begin. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.